What's with the new rapid bus line that CDTA's been rolling out for the Capital District of late? We caught up with a presentation at a local community meeting where specifics were discussed to the visuals of a PowerPoint demonstration.
So this project had been kind of moving through, and it was fully funded probably as of about a year ago. So we've been working on a service plan now, and I want to share a PowerPoint that I provided to Tom with this group here. Happy to take questions and happy to find other bits and pieces of information that we can share, because the PowerPoint's 15 slides, so it's probably not great for tenant work and those kinds of things, but we do have an updated brochure. We have a web page that we can link to and some other information. So as you can see, we're going to roll out on November 8th, 2020. There's a very significant line, and you'll see there's kind of two parts that we're going to be looking at. So there's the Northern Corridor, which may not affect this group as much, but it starts all the way up in Waterford and wind up, if you look there on the bottom right under the Southern Corridor, it'll wind up all the way at the bottom of the rail trail there. So, you know, this is one service, but it's two routes. So you'll see we color-coded a light blue for the 922, and we color-coded a deeper blue for the 923. For the most part, you're going to be able to take either bus. But if you see on the left column where the 922 starts in Cohoes, you won't be able to get to Waterford on that lighter blue line. Similarly, at the bottom, on the bottom of the Southern Corridor, you will not be able to take that lighter 922 all the way down to Mount Hope. So there is that service there, but the line is split in two to accommodate a lot of different locations. Just a general overview of BRT. It's a rapid limited stop service. Basically, what we did in Colony is we took what was effectively about 75 to 100 stops and took it down to 18 on each side of the road. So the idea here is we're taking a lot of bus stops. Right now, there's 27 stations on the road on this blue service that we're rolling out. You can see it'll be reduced transfers, so that should be good for a lot of the customers we're talking about here today. And it also includes complimentary Wi-Fi, so that's another amenity that CDTA is bringing to the table for customers. And just as we work through this project, there's a lot of groundwork that's been done, sidewalks, ADA compliance things, new stations. All of these things have been done with support from the municipalities and the federal government and the state government. And you'll see the last one, we've tried to up it a little bit here in some locations with heated sidewalks and a solar roof panel. So depending upon where you get this service, you may get one more amenity than another. To give you an idea of the type of level of service that this is going to provide for customers, this is unheard of service at our level. This is, you know, big city service levels we're talking, if you see in the left column, between 10 and 12 and 15 minutes most of the day. So you can imagine how important that's going to be for people looking to get access to different locations. Then on the weekends, on the right column, you'll see Saturday runs from between 15 and 30 minutes. And they, you know, again, looking at those 30 minutes, that's from 12 to 2:30 in the morning. So even at that point, we're doing pretty good. And then Sunday, you'll see it's a little bit less. So it's much like most of our schedules, higher usually during the week, and then they start to tail off a little bit on the weekend without some of the workers going. Just some things to know. So again, as I touched on that first slide, there's two routes on this BRT line. They both converge with departures at South Pearl Street and 2nd Ave in Albany. And you can see the information up there in Troy. And kind of what we're described on that first slide with the 922 will be between Cohoes and 2nd Ave, and the 923 will be between Waterford and effectively the port, but going in that area. Now kind of taking a look at the local services that are on, right? So the local services on the left are running through the 7th, and the new services on the 8th. The basic difference here is we basically eliminated one local route, the number 80, that was the red line. Then we removed it, included the BRT service over top. See that you'll see the BRT line in blue is thicker. That indicates more service level. And then we've kind of reinvigorated the 522. So, you know, one example here in Troy, we're basically taking two routes, combining them into one. That one route works in tandem on the right-hand column with the BRT service. There's not much being lost here. It's just kind of reshaking the deck. 522 allows Cohoes direct access to the BRT and into downtown Albany. It will no longer serve Troy and Water Valete, though. If you want to go between Troy and Water Valete from Cohoes, you can easily take the 922. That'll allow you to get back and forth. Yeah. This is an express route. So if you see on the left column, it's only available 6 hours a day. 3 hours in the morning and then 3 hours in the evening to get people to the city and back from the city. And then what customers are used to doing. So here on the right, it's probably going to be the most important part for the people that you're working with. You know, if you've got the bus on South Pearl Street, you now have four options. Customers on Second Avenue now have two options. And they had two, but now the 922 provides, again, more regular service throughout the day. Customers on Whitehall will have that local route to use. And customers at St. Peter's will have the option to use the 106 or to transfer to the 13. So there is a lot going on.
So I have a question about South Pearl. I can wait till later, but
you can ask it now if you want, as long as everyone's okay.
So right now the bus on Mount Hope Drive just goes down the hill. It doesn't go up the very steep hill that we have. And we were told that at some point in the future that the bus going up the hill would be restored. Is that happening now?
Good question about direction. I'd have to double check to make sure, but I would think that that certainly should be part of this.
Originally it was a problem because there was no stoplight at the top of Mount Hope Drive. So that was a problem for buses. That's my understanding. But right now there's been new development at the top of Mount Hope Drive, and there's a road that goes to a stoplight opposite the Thruway Authority.
Yeah, I believe we're circulating through that back area and are going to come out that light. So I believe you're right, Anita. I just got to make double sure with our folks. So, other routes on this corridor. 22 will have minor adjustments. It's one of our busiest routes and one of our strongest routes. So the idea of the BRT is to help alleviate some of the challenges, but still we're going to have some there. No change in the 100. No change in service routing and frequency will remain the same as we're operating now. And one of the key things to remember here is this new blue line connects to our red line in downtown Albany. So in effect, you'll be able to go from Waterford to Albany and Albany to Schenectady on two buses if you really wanted to. There's no change on the BRT 905. That's our red line. And it connects obviously in downtown with those locations I just indicated with the BRT transfer. And this is the entirety of what we're trying to build. So the red line there has been in existence since 2011. This blue line's coming online November 8th. And then we have a purple line that was federally funded that we expect to go online in 2023. So all three of these, as you can see, they contain 40 miles of service. They contain over 60% of what we do every year, and it'll be almost 10 million trips when we're done with it. So the idea is basically that we're trying to continue to bring this high quality of service in the sense of the frequency, the new amenities that come with some of these items. And we're proud of this service and think it's going to be very beneficial for the people you're working with and representing here today. A couple of additional items that are part of the PowerPoint. We are going to offer free service on the blue line from the day it rolls out on the 8th to the end of November. When we rolled out the red line in 2011, we did 2 weeks. And then when we looked at the calendar, we didn't want to exclude people from having to be able to make Thanksgiving if they can. So we went through the end of November. And then on October 27th, next Tuesday, a week from today, at 5:30 in the evening, we're going to have a virtual town hall for people to come and kind of just get the same presentation I gave you from Ross and our planning department and ask their questions there.
Could you talk a little bit about customer education?
Well, this is kind of the start of it. So, you know, it's a challenging thing to do, Tom, when you can't go out to the bus stop and ride buses like we normally would do. You know, we have travel trainers who generally would provide that information and travel train these new routes. We have customer notices that are going out on the buses and went up on the website yesterday. We'll have the town hall. We have the new screens within each bus as well. So we'll be messaging those customers. We'll do our standard social media. And we'll do a variety of other things. You know, again, I think this is a starter for us. If there's a way to drill down closer to the end user that can be done virtually through any one of your organizations, I'm certainly happy to listen and do that. But for us, we're trying to find that happy medium between being out in the street. You know, we will have supervisors and our trainers will be out on the road as we get closer to rollout. But again, for the most part, it's not about telling you you've lost something. It's just about kind of redirecting your numbers and then redirecting which stop is going to get you there fastest.
But the cost to passengers is the same?
Yeah, the BRT service costs $2 when you're paying cash. And what we're trying to do is get people either to, on their phone, use the Navigator app, because obviously it's contactless and a little bit cleaner than touching things, or our smart card. So if you have money on our smart card or through the mobile app, it's $1.30 per ride. Same as the other BRT service, and the $1.30 is the same as the rest of our system if you prepay.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.